Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Don. You're listening to The Maggie Don Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I come to you from WAUK 540 AM, but you can catch me anywhere that Civic Media's got a talk radio outlet. If you don't know what your local station is, don't worry. Just go to civicmedia.us. You can find your local station or download the app and take me wherever you may be, right in your pocket. No problem there. Today, for our special 2:30 State Slate segment, we've got Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's very own political editor, talking about issues essential to the state of Wisconsin. We've got a bit of a historic primary coming up next Tuesday, 7 days, just 1 week from today, Dan, for the state superintendent of the Department of Public Instruction. We got three different candidates. There is some sort of partisan lean to some of the support, but they all present different, I would say, somewhat more complicated choices for voters. Can you tell us more about who they'll see on the ballot next Tuesday?
Yeah, so, you know, I think the Wisconsin Supreme Court race is going to be really the headline of the spring election, but we already know who those two candidates are going to be. There's not going to be a primary for that race. It'll be Brad Schimmel versus Susan Crawford. For the state superintendent race, there are three candidates running. So incumbent State Superintendent Jill Underlie is seeking another term. She has been endorsed by the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. There's also Jeff Wright, who is another Democrat who is primarying her. He is the Sauk Prairie Superintendent. And then there's Brittany Kinzer. Brittany Kinzer was a late arrival to the race, but her campaign is really gaining some steam. And we saw that today with some of the reports coming out about fundraising in this race. And so her campaign put out a press release yesterday saying that her campaign has raised more than $500,000, which for this type of race is a pretty big deal. WisPolitics also reported today that in this pre-primary period, Kinzer raised more than three times what Underlie and Wright have each raised in this race. And Kinzer is a former executive at a charter school in the Milwaukee area. She's worked with, groups that advocate for, quote unquote, school choice. This is a pretty interesting race because I think there has been, some frustration with Underlie, over the last couple of years, especially from those on the right. The fact that she is getting a challenge from another fellow Democrat in this race is interesting. And the fact that Kinzer is able to raise this much money, means that this could be perhaps the most competitive state superintendent race that we have seen in Wisconsin in quite some time. The Underlie won by about a 15-point margin 4 years ago. Before that, it was Tony Evers winning with, regularly more than 60% of the vote if he was even challenged. So this is really going to be a race to watch with, especially with, a number of conservative voters who are going to be going to the polls on April 1st to perhaps vote for Brad Schimmel in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Will those voters also vote for Brittany Kinzer? Now, Kinzer aligning herself with a number of the more conservative causes in this race, has characterized herself as a blue dog Democrat or more of a moderate. So I think this is really going to be a race to watch and one that people should be paying attention to when you take a look at that primary ballot for next Tuesday, February 18th.
I've got a question for you, Dan. When someone is running for an office, they can claim to be whatever they want, right? You can label yourself a blue dog Democrat, but is that truly so? Do you have any pointers for listeners about how to diligence these three very different candidates that are coming to the table with different proposals beyond sort of their campaign talking points? Of course, you can all check out their campaign websites, look at what they say they stand for, but to try to really get into, hey, what policies have they put into place? What have they advocated for? Do you have any further advice for listeners?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, whenever there is an opportunity for some sort of public forum on this, I think it is worth paying attention to. The WisPolitics held a forum last week. It was broadcast on Wisconsin Eye. Kinzer and Wright were both part of that. Underly was not. And so I think, you know, as these go forward, I think it's going to be really interesting to pay attention to what they're saying in this race. And I think also because we're talking about the finances of this race, too, it makes a difference who is donating to these races as well. So just for example, with Kinzer, part of the big dollar donations that she's been receiving are from Republican mega donors, Dick and Liz Uline, another Republican mega donor, Diane Hendricks. So I think that is certainly instructive to a certain degree about which direction the campaign is heading over the next, you know, weeks and months here as part of this spring election cycle as well.
One of the things that I think is really fascinating about the superintendent of DPI primary, Dan, is that Dr. Underly had implemented these new educational standards for Wisconsin public schools, which was met by a lot of outcry, especially from the right, but not exclusively so, claims that they were loosening standards. Dr. Underly contested that characterization. But it occurred to me, Dan, that it was a prime example of someone who is a longtime technical expert, dare I say a technocrat, executing a very highly technical, expertise-driven job. Perhaps forgetting about the political context a wee bit. What was your take on the hubbub over the new standards?
Yeah, it did seem to, you know, to have that problem inherent to it, because yeah, I think on the surface it's easy for people to understand, or for easy for people to see that, you know, if you're why are we lowering standards in education, right? Right. Obviously it's more complicated than that, but that can be a difficult one to campaign with. It's going to be a tricky path for Dr. Underly going forward. I do think there's a real chance she could lose.
Folks, that's Dan Schaefer, The State Slate with Dan Schaefer. You can find every Tuesday at 2:30 here. When we come back, I dive in to the pending, looming, potential constitutional crisis. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. News, weather, and sports is next. Keep it locked.